And the opening piece today is Greensleeves, English Folk Song by Richard Jones, performed by the Orchid Quartet.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Reverend Matt Aspen. My pronouns are he, him, his, and I am gratefully serving as the contract minister this year and next year, and hopefully long in the future at Prairie UU. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, but we recognize that we all have our biases that limit understanding of how others may perceive us. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to keep trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender identity, family structure, age, or abilities. Since we don't have our name tags on, we'd like to invite you to add your pronouns to your name in Zoom. Introducing yourself with your pronouns is a great way to challenge the norm that these should be assumed and to create space for everyone, no matter how they identify. Click on your picture, press the three dots in the upper right, and click on rename to add your pronouns. We have a few announcements this week. See the emailed order of service for additional events, which we've learned is a link in the newsletter this week. I think that's a change. We are sharing this quarter's offering with the Street Pulse, a monthly newspaper sold on the streets of Madison by homeless vendors to provide them with some income. Madison Urban Ministries was an early financial supporter of Prairie. The newspaper publishes stories and poems by homeless individuals, as well as the work of local activists. Sailors purchase their papers for 25 cents a piece and sell them for a dollar. The study group continues in January. Prairie Study Group will meet via Zoom the second Monday in January, January 10th, to discuss the book, The Water Dancer by Ta-Nehisi Coates. And February's selection is Behind the Kitchen Door by Saru Jayaraman, led by Katrina Thompson. And finally, the Prairie WOW, Women of Wonder Group, will meet on January 8th at 10 a.m. Please note the change in date. Our opening song this morning is number 350 from the hymnal, The Ceaseless Flow of Endless Time, words by Andrew Story, musical adaptation by Harry Burleigh, performed by First Universalists Choir.
The ceaseless flow of endless time, no one can check or stay.
Our chalice lighting today is by Katie Gelfand, read by Nancy Stoffnagel.
Hi, this is Nancy. My pronouns are she, her, and hers. We call forth the life of our faith by igniting our chalice. This spark of new beginnings invites us into a sacred space to reflect where we have been and where we are going. Even knowing that this particular flame will intentionally end with our ritual extinguishing, we fear not its end. For we know with brave hearts that from every ending of our lives, we are set forth to make a new beginning.
Thank you, Nancy. We will now have a moment of silent meditation. I invite you to ground yourselves. Feel your body pressing into the chair that you are in. And let's take a few minutes or a few moments to become present to this time. All right. Our reading today is entitled What the Fire Gives by Jan Richardson, and it will be read by Kent Wagner.
Oh, just had to unmute there. you had thought that fire only consumed, only devoured, only took for itself, leaving merely ash and memory of something you had believed, if not permanent, would be long enough, enduring enough to be nearly eternal. So when you felt the scorching on your lips, the searing in your heart, you could not at first believe that flame could be so generous, that when it came to you, you in your sackcloth and sorrow, it did not come to consume, to take still more than everything. What surprised you most were not the syllables that spilled from your scalded, astonished mouth, though that was miracle enough, to have words burn through what had been numb, to find your tongue aflame with a language you did not know you knew. No, what came as greatest gift was to be so heard in the place of your deepest silence, to be so seen within the blazing, to be met with such completeness by what the fire gives.
Did not expect to be so seen. Yes, indeed. Welcome, everyone, to our first Sunday service of this year. While I am sure that many of us are ready to leave 2021 behind, and 2020 if we haven't left that behind, I've come here today to suggest that there may be one important piece of business we might consider attending to before we put the past in our rearview mirror for good. My offering to you today was a gift that was shared to me by Thich Nhat Hanh, the Zen Buddhist master, on a week-long silent meditation retreat that he led that I had the privilege of attending back in 2013. One of the many profound lessons that this wise teacher shared with me that week, and this is the one that has stuck with me with the most and seems the most fitting today as we prepare to embrace the possibilities inherent in this newly emerging year. Tay said, "Suffering that is not transformed will always be transferred." I'll say that again. Suffering that is not transformed will always be transferred. Pain and trauma live in our bodies. It has been proven that it can be passed down genetically. Our society does not always like to acknowledge pain. Many of us have been conditioned to believe that life can be hard. We just need to have a stiff upper lip to suck it up and to move on. And in some cases, that strategy can work for a while. But over time, things do build up. Have you ever found yourself surprised by how much emotion wells up when something happens that you wish hadn't happened? Glass slides off the counter and breaks. A person cuts you off in traffic. All of a sudden, you're overcome with more emotion than seems appropriate for whatever the situation is. Some of that is energy making its way out. The suffering that you've been holding that was not transformed. Suffering that is not transformed will always be transferred. So I come today with a simple ritual. Many of you have seen this before, but I think it's an important ritual, especially in times like these. Completing a ritual like this will not cure all of the pain any of us might feel inside. But perhaps, just perhaps, it will create an opening. Create some movement, just enough to allow the suffering that we've been experienced to begin to move on. Rituals can be powerful markers of the human experience. Many of our losses over the past 2 years have been the result of missed rituals. There are many rituals connected to the various aspects of our lives. We mark life milestones with rituals, the passage of time and seasons, events we want to remember, things we want to remember, people we want to remember. Forced separation of COVID has caused so much loss for so many. Missed birthday celebrations, missed graduations, canceled vacations we had looked forward to for respite, for being blocked from gathering with those that we love. Senior year of high school, chapters of our lives that we can never experience again. There's more than just loss we might be carrying. Perhaps we're carrying anger. Anger at politicians. Anger at science deniers. Anger at toxic relationships that we have ended, but whose pain we still carry with us in our hearts. And then there's grief. Some of us lost loved ones this past year. Grief doesn't lend itself well to release. Perhaps we can release some of the pains attached to the grief to free up that grief to move more freely through us. Many of us were blocked from attending the ritual release of a funeral of a loved one because of COVID. Perhaps today we can try to release the anger of having to miss the event in order to allow the natural pain we might feel to continue on its circular journey through us. Whatever we are holding, whatever is weighing us down, I'm going to invite each of us into a ritual designed to help us set these anchors down so that we may enter this new year as free from burdens as we might. Life can be hard enough without carrying any extra weight in our souls. So now I'm going to invite us all into a space of quiet contemplation. Close your eyes if this feels comfortable to you. Center yourself. Begin to listen for the whisper of your inner voice. For each event that was missed, for each relationship we wish had been different, I invite you to notice the emotion that has been attached to this event. Are you angry that your graduation or your senior year was taken from you? Perhaps you're heartbroken that you couldn't visit a loved one one last time before they left this plane. Think of the event and try to find the emotion. See if you can notice in your body where you're holding this emotion. And when you are ready, I'll invite you to share the burden you wish to leave behind. You can raise your hand using the thing, the button, or raise your hand physically. If you can, I will write your shared thought on a sheet, and then I will light them on fire and send them on their way so that we can leave them behind into the ether as we prepare to move into this new year. And say one last thing. I know there are some people that have joys that they want to share. I will invite you, if there is a joy that you want to send into the light, save that for the end. And if we have joys at the end, then we'll go out on an up note. But for now, let's prepare to release our burdens. Go ahead and raise your hand when you're ready. I see Margaret.
I would like to get rid of my anger at the unvaccinated.
Let's see if we do this here. All right. Send that anger away. Who would like to go next? I know there must be some pains to be left behind. There's Robin. Robin, what would you like to leave behind?
Resentment about things that couldn't happen. My husband's four choirs that haven't been able to participate. My daughter-in-law's community theater and the event, those events that I wasn't able to go to because they didn't exist.
We're going to let go of the resentment of those missed opportunities for communion and singing. Barb, I think I see you.
Yeah, let's light one for the whole damn epidemic.
You're here. I'm going to go ahead and light one for the delays and the flight cancellations that kept my daughter from being able to visit at the end of the year. It really feels good. I encourage you, just let it out there. We can have multiple people that are ticked off about COVID. Orange and Dean.
Well, I miss my prairie community.
Oh, yes. Letting go the feelings of not being able to be together. 100%. Here it goes. Kent, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to say this, but sort of my feeling, not just about the pandemic, but my feeling of sort of, I don't know, disillusionment with kind of the whole social and political situation of the country, and I don't know, feeling like I'm not living in the country that I thought I was or something like that.
I don't even know exactly how to say that, but trying to let go of some of the resentment that we feel about the political challenges that we're seeing in our country these days. That surely seems worthy. Saw a note in the chat. We're going to help Anne with prior release loss of her mother last January. Hold this with you, Anne. Andrea, I see your hand up. And you're muted.
I have some heard that's a little extra much about my neighbor's daughter that's 6 is going to have heart surgery. She's got to fly up to California and back, and all the flights keep getting canceled and the surgeries keep getting canceled. And a kid I'm working with, Tesla, every time she has mitochondria depletion disorder, and she's 4. And when illness goes around and she gets sick, she ends up in the hospital with breathing problems.
That sounds like a lot to hold. Let's light this up and offer it up to the hope. Nancy and or John.
So my I'd like to let go of my fear for the future of democracy in the United States.
Yes, fear is powerful energy, but can cloud our judgment and thinking. So let's let go of the fears. I'm just waiting for my house to catch fire, but I think we're okay. I think those are very real fears, John, and a lot and shared by many. Oh, I think I see Kate. Yes, Kate.
What I wish that I could let go of is all of the waves of low level and high level anxiety that keep happening every time we get a new variant, every time there's trying to do the simplest things that just end up being so complicated because you're waiting for test results, or you know, someone gets sick, or you get the sniffles and you wonder if you're gonna die. I'm just so weary of that.
I like this, to let go of the fears. And also, hopefully we can each put down any difficulties we're giving ourselves for not being at our best. I don't think it's reasonable to assume that we're going to be 100% okay in these times. So let's let that all go. Karen, I thought I saw your hand up.
Yeah. Some of you know that I was recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and I want to let go of the fear about the surgery and the recovery process from the surgery, because I know in my head that my doctors are very competent and that my body knows how to heal itself.
We'll send away some of those fears. You know, we can't send them all away, but we'll send some of them away, and we'll send this also up with some good intentions and good hope for your healing.
Thank you.
Anything else? I'm going to do up another one for fourth separations. I'm saddened that we can't all be together in a moment like this. Good, Kent has another one, I think. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to send up one just for, I miss all of you. So there you go. All right, Kent, take it away.
So this is not really related to any of the other stuff, but just sort of my fears or concerns. I'm not quite sure what the right word about my parents' situation is. I mean, even leaving aside COVID and all that kind of thing, my mother especially is kind of going downhill and is clearly going to need a lot more help in at least the fairly near future. So that's a big concern of mine at this point.
Again, that's one of those things that we can't make completely go away, but perhaps if there's a little bit of burden we can unleash by letting this go. I see a note in the chat. Nancy Wonderland would like to let go of the grief she feels for not having the relationship she wants to be able to have with her son. Try to let some of that weight go. I'd like to send up one for all of the folks that we are worried about, all the folks in our community that we are caring for and holding in our hearts that are struggling with things, some visible, some that some of us know about that might not yet be visible. I'll just send this up to try to help us release from some of those struggles. Well, if that's it for heavy things, is there anyone that has anything that they'd like to share with a little bit of hope for the coming year? Major. Nancy Schaffnagel, I see your hand. Nancy, you're muted. Yeah. Come off mute. No? Okay, we'll come back to you, Nancy. I think I see Barb Park.
Well, I'm hoping that we can sing sing in a group, sing together. I mean, it's one thing to sing in your shower, but there's nothing like singing with people, blending your voices with others. Hopefully that's something that we can all do in the new year, ultimately.
Andrea Bocelli has nothing on me in the shower, but yes, I've heard that singing together is a wonderful thing. So let's send up a hope for that, to be able to come back together and mix our voices in beautiful sound this year. Let's send up a hope for that. Thanks. And I see your hand up.
I'm also hoping you don't burn your house down.
I'm hoping that as well. I think we're okay, though. It's kind of fun. Ian, what's on your mind?
So this one I can say out loud because it's very joyous. So the little granddaughter who was the main reason why I was living in Wyoming and doing childcare during 15 months of the pandemic, she's making such great progress. Like just all the things that were of concern are slowly diminishing, and she's just the greatest little kid. We were just out there. So just so much joy and thanks and happiness about this little precious person's excellent progress.
Send up joy and wishes for continued good successes. Nancy S., I think you're unmuted now. Take
it away. Yes. My family's had heart disease, and I thought that my heart was probably clogging up and I was in bad shape. And I found out this fall that my heart is healthy. So I'm letting go of the idea that I really am sick with heart disease. And that's just a wonderful feeling to let go of.
That is a perfect thing. Let that worry go away. All right, Rick, I think I see your hand up.
Yes, we came through the last month of the year under a lot of fear, but we ended with a really positive development. And, you know, all of a sudden to have things switch from being so grim to hopeful is a great relief. And so that's, I'm focusing on that right now.
Rick, thank you for sharing that. And I do hope that is I hope that spills over into the rest of the world, because we could surely all use that from where we are to where we hope to be. Is there anyone else? It's okay to just hold this space sometimes. We're just here together. We're just here together. This is a good place to be. All right. If there are no others, I'm going to light.
I see Catherine again.
Oh, Catherine, go. Hello.
Hello. On Wednesday, my granddaughter Catherine, who all of you know, is leaving to go to Spain for the semester. And I am so hopeful about her having a wonderful experience. And I'm so glad she has the love and care of this community to take with her on her trip.
I know she takes your love with her as well. Here, let's light one just to send her off with good hope and good wishes. Thank you, Kathy. All right. I'm going to light one final one for all of those burdens that are still being quietly held within each of us. As I light this, I'm going to say to those burdens, thank you for your lessons. You will hopefully learn from them, but we send you on your way for now. Our closing words at the end of this service, this shortened service today, this was just to hold space for us as we prepare for this new year. Our closing words are New Year's Day by Kathleen McTeague, and they'll be read once again by Ken Wagner.
Just give me a second to get organized. The 1st of January is another day dawning, the sun rising as the sun always rises, the earth moving in its rhythms, with or without our calendars to name a certain day as the day of new beginning, separating the old from the new. So it is, everything is the same, bound into this history as we ourselves are bound. Yet also we are at a threshold, the new year, something truly new, still unformed, leaving a stunning power in our hands. What shall we do with this great gift of time this year? Let us begin by remembering that whatever justice, whatever peace and wholeness might bloom in our world this year, we are the hearts and minds, the hands and feet, the embodiment of all the best visions of our people. The new year can be new ground for the seeds of our dreams. Let us move forward together onto new ground, planting our dreams well, faithfully, and in joy.
Thank you, Kent. We are the hearts and mind and the hands and feet and the embodiment of all the best visions. Our closing music is a treat. Hope I say this right. It's Egilin, which is the holly tree, and it's done by our very own Dan Proud, Frank Siegel, and their folk group, Woad. Many talented musicians and genres of music shared in this community. Thank you for that. We're now going to stop the recording.